Are you ready to head down the path to an abundant retirement? We're tackling the topics of the mind of the modern retiree here on Navigating an Abundant Retirement Radio. And now your host, Carol Dewey.
Welcome back to Navigating an Abundant Retirement Radio. I am your host, Carol Dewey. And during today's show, we're going to continue our discussion of the 12 little-known wealth myths from the last couple of episodes. These are the final three wealth myths and some sage advice from Socrates. If you'd like more information about what you hear during our show today, give us a call at 877-434-6243 or visit us online at www.perpetualwealthfinancial.com. And while at our website, click on the podcast page to check out our past shows and to subscribe to our program. Do you find yourself wondering, why is it so challenging to stay wealthy? And am I doing all the right things to protect myself and my hard-earned retirement savings? If so, you're not alone. I want to share a quick story with you here. This is a man who lost his multi-million dollar fortune, yet he died with $500 million. Jim Rohn, the only child of Russian immigrants, was born in 1930 during the dark days of the Great Depression. He grew up in humble beginnings and learned how to work hard on a farm in Yakima, Washington. Jim got a job as a stock clerk at Sears after dropping out of college after only 1 year. A friend invited him to a seminar where he met John Earl Skoff, a successful businessman who would become Jim's mentor. Through his success in business, Rohn was able to build a multi-million dollar fortune at a very young age. Through lack of diversification, bad investment advice, overspending, and failed business ventures, Rohn lost most of his fortune. So what did he do? He made a commitment to recover, sought out professional financial advice, and took action. Rohn would go on to restore his fortune and so much more. He decided to share his life and business lessons with others through seminars, books, and tapes. Rohn would go on to mentor many, many people, including a 17-year-old broke part-time janitor who would scrape together the money to attend one of Rohn's three-hour seminars. And quote unquote, "It turned out to be one of the most important investments of my life," says Tony Robbins, the world-famous life and business coach who has empowered more than 50 million people from 100 countries while monitoring 33 companies he's invested in and directly running 12 of them. In addition, he consults with multiple businesses and professional sports teams. When Jim Rohn passed away in 2009, he had an estimated net worth of approximately $500 million. So what is the costliest advice? Jim Rohn's journey reminds us the costly advice is bad advice. And the second costly advice is mediocre advice. And your best investment is smart advice, and success leaves clues. So what is a well-designed retirement? Jim Rohn is one of the most often quoted business owners because he trained people around the globe through his seminars, books, and tapes. One of my favorites from Rohn is, "We all have two choices. We can make a living or we can design a life. If you don't design your own life path and plan, chances are you'll fall into someone else's plan." To me, a well-designed life in retirement has five pillars and four froms, twos. Pillar number one, you are becoming the person you want to be. Pillar number two, you're doing the things that you want to do. Pillar number three, you are being with the people that you want to be with. Pillar number four, you're making the difference you want to make. Pillar number five, you are insulated from life's uncertainties. And a refresher from the last episode, you have retired from your old way of life to a new way of life. So you've retired from worry, fear, and stress to peace, security, and confidence. You've retired from have-to-dos to want-to-dos. You've retired from other people's agendas to your agenda every day. And you've retired from being controlled to being in full control. Does that make sense? Retiring on your terms, not someone else's. I have found that the 12 wealth myths keep too many good people from designing the retirement of their dreams. So let's take a look at the final three wealth myths that we've been talking about. Wealth myth number 10, the search for the magic bullet myth. A magic bullet, that's something that cures without causing harmful side effects. I always tell successful folks who seek me out for help, there is nothing I or anyone can offer you that doesn't have side effects. Do you believe that? No matter what you've heard, no matter what others have told you, there is nothing you can do legally, financially, or health-wise that doesn't have side effects. That's not the worst of it. What's worse than side effects? Tactical interactions. If you went to a doctor and they prescribed a medication or treatment regimen without knowing what medications you're on currently, what would you call that? Malpractice. Why? Because it's not just about side effects. It's about interactions. When you put two or more drugs together, interactions can be deadly. Same for your retirement plan. When you have multiple financial and legal tactics at work, you need to rigorously test for negative financial and tax interactions. Do you have a written outline of the side effects and tactical interactions under your current plan, along with an outline of how they are being managed and minimized? Side effects and tactical interactions must be managed and minimized in all of your critical retirement areas: lifestyle design, income tax reduction, tax-free asset creation, cash flow enrichment, investment enhancement, risk defense, healthcare safeguard, and legacy preservation. My philosophy is very simple. You first, taxes last, and side effects least. About 2,500 years ago, Chinese military strategist Sun Tzu wrote The Art of War. In it, Tzu said, "Tactics without strategy is the noise before defeat. Plan strategically, execute tactically." So what's the difference? Well, tactical bias is fire, fire, never aim, where a strategic approach would be invest the time to plan, aim, then fire. Tactical bias, products first. Strategic approach, your vision and priorities first. Tactical bias, piecemeal, a strategic approach, integrated or holistic. Tactical bias, myopic or one-issue approach. Strategic approach, comprehensive. Tactical bias, short-term focus. Strategic approach, long-term results. Tactical bias, ignore side effects and interactions. Strategic approach, minimize the side effects and interactions. Tactical bias, reactive. Strategic approach, proactive. Tactical bias, quick and easy. Strategic approach would be methodical and analytical. Tactical bias, off-the-shelf solutions. A strategic approach would be fully customized solutions. 86% of folks are not receiving comprehensive financial advice. Amazingly, very few are receiving strategic and comprehensive wealth planning. A J.D. Power survey reports of those clients promised comprehensive wealth planning by the giant wealth managers, 86% are not receiving comprehensive financial advice. Beware of a product-first approach to your retirement. It's called the law of the hammer. If all you have is a hammer in your toolbox, everything looks like a nail. That's according to Bernard Baruch. There are too many hammers out there masquerading as retirement planning. So many are running around blindly searching for a magic bullet investment or financial product that will promise an extra percent return here and there while leaving themselves open to be blindsided by unknown financial and tax interactions. This leads us to wealth myth number 11. The media is here to help you stay wealthy. The media, especially so-called internet advice, is not here to help you. Media needs advertising revenue to keep the lights on. Advertising revenue is based on eyes and ears, viewership, readership, or listenership. Every form of media needs you to keep watching, reading, and listening, often appealing to fear, greed, and envy, and creating confusion to keep you tuning in. In the Fortune magazine article, trust in media is so low that half of Americans now believe that news organizations deliberately mislead them. They reported that half of Americans in a recent survey indicated they believe national news organizations intend to mislead, misinform, or persuade the public to adopt a particular point of view through their reporting. Only about 1 in 4, or 23%, said that they believe national newsrooms care about the best interests of their audiences. This is nothing new. In 1807, statesman Thomas Jefferson wrote a letter complaining about the misinformation in newspapers, saying, "Nothing can now be believed which is seen in a newspaper. The real extent of this state of misinformation is known only to those who are in situations to confront facts within their knowledge with the lies of the day." That opinion was shared by Mark Twain, who would comment, "If you don't read the newspaper, you're uninformed. If you read the newspaper, you're misinformed." This leads us to wealth myth number 12, the misguided loyalty myth. Joe Robbie, the founder of the Miami Dolphins, was a savvy, successful businessman and attorney. Yet after his death, due to poor planning, the team and stadium that Robbie built had to be sold at fire sale prices to pay a $43 million tax bill. Worse than that, the plan created family conflict that destroyed sibling harmony. Robbie had an average plan for someone with average wealth. The tax could have been avoided with strategic planning. The problem wasn't that Joe Robbie didn't have a plan. The problem was that he didn't upgrade his advisors and his plan as he became wealthier. That's off-the-shelf planning. 95.2% of Americans have less than $1 million in investments. Off-the-shelf planning advice and products are fine for the 95.2%. Once you have accumulated $1 million or more, you need upgraded advice, which means changing advisors for many people. For some, it means coming to grips with the fact that comprehensive, integrated wealth planning is not DIY or do-it-yourself. Some find the thought of changing advisors hard, even when it's in their best interest. Some people think, "They were there when I didn't have much money, and I trust them." Trust and capability are two very different things. Loyalty is an honorable trait. Undying loyalty is a misguided and costly misunderstanding of loyalty. Grab a piece of paper. Think about how long it has taken you to accumulate your money and how much effort and expertise it takes to preserve and protect your hard-earned wealth. Write down the names of who you are protecting and preserving your wealth for. Look at the names on that page. Is your advisor's name on that page? Unless you're related to them, I'm assuming not. They may be your friend. They may be nice people. They may have helped you along the way. But you don't owe them. You owe it to yourself and the people on your list to gain the very best advice. Ask yourself these three questions. 1, are they tactical or strategic advisors? 2, do they have the capability and skill required to serve your needs at your current level of wealth? And 3, do they have the unbiased freedom to serve your needs exclusively? In other words, are they an employee of a financial product manufacturer or investment company so that their primary loyalty is to their employer? "But I like them," you say. I'm assuming you do, or you wouldn't stay with them. Think about this in terms of capability. Are all NFL players the same? Don't tell your grandson this, but only 1.6% of college players will play professionally in the NFL. of the 1,696 who play in the NFL each year, only 106 or 6.2% of them make it to the Pro Bowl. As you know, the difference in performance, skill, and results is dramatic between an average NFL player and a Pro Bowler. Misguided loyalty to your present advisor can cost you and your family a ton. In Joe Robbie's case, it cost $43 million and everything he worked to create. The biggest roadblock to upgrading your retirement lifestyle? This may shock you. When people seek me out, I quickly try to get a sense of one thing. Are they open or closed-minded? Closed-minded people don't want their closed-mindedness challenged. The more closed a mind is, the more blind spots there are. The open-minded person, they say there is no monopoly on smart ideas. Open-minded people say there could be a better way. Trust and verify. Open-minded people say informed action is my ally. Inaction can be costly. Another favorite quote from Jim Rohn is, "Don't let your learning lead to knowledge, or you'll become a fool. Let your learning lead to action, and you can become wealthy." So those are the last three wealth myths I wanted to cover with you. Wealth myth number 10, the search for the magic bullet myth. Wealth myth number 11, the media is here to help you stay wealthy. And wealth myth number 12, the misguided loyalty myth. 12 wealth myths over these last few episodes, infectious to a healthy retirement if untreated. Every one of these is avoidable. Socrates once said, "Knowing is not the same thing as doing." If you'd like to see exactly how much these myths may be costing you in unnecessary taxes and lost lifestyle, let me walk you through our 21-point retirement lifestyle assessment. Nothing to buy, just clarity for you. It's up to you. But let me help you gain greater clarity. And before I let you go, according to the latest retirement confidence survey, 3 in 4, or roughly 73%, are not very confident that they will have enough money to live comfortably throughout their retirement years. That's really disappointing. Retirement should never be just enough, and I hope you agree. You slave and save for years and years, so retirement is your reward, the fruit of your labor and sacrifice. Retirement should be a life of more than enough. It should be a time of abundance, peace, freedom, joy, making the difference you want to make. If you are open-minded and want greater confidence moving forward through the uncertain financial waters ahead, you may benefit greatly from our 21-point retirement lifestyle assessment. This is important, though. Here's what it's not. It's not a second opinion offered by so many financial advisors. I can't tell you how many successful people come in to see me after having read one of my books, special reports, or articles with a second opinion report. This is a popular catchphrase taught by the industry, which turns out to be nothing more than a software program comparing your investments to their investments. And amazingly, their investments are always better. Instead, we walk you through a 21-point assessment that has nothing to do with us. It's all about you, your dreams and desires, and the obstacles, known and unknown, that will derail your best laid plans for your dream retirement. You will see exactly where you stand and where you will end up on your present course. More importantly, you will understand the options that you have today to increase your lifestyle. Simply give my office a call at 877-434-6243 or email me at carol@perpetualwealthfinancial.com. That's all I've got planned for you this week. Until next time, remember that navigating your abundant retirement starts today. I'd like to encourage you to continue our journey of enlightenment and education by subscribing to our podcast and downloading the show. Join us soon for another episode of Navigating an Abundant Retirement. Take care, and we'll talk to you again.
You should consult a financial advisor familiar with the specific circumstances of your unique financial situation before making any financial decisions. Nothing in this broadcast constitutes as a solicitation for the sale or purchase of any securities. Any mentioned rates of returns are historical or hypothetical in nature and are not a guarantee of future returns. Carol Dewey is an investment advisor representative of Perpetual Wealth Financial, a Florida registered investment advisor firm.